The Ocean Boulevard Forest Thinning Project is designed to thin 238 acres of young growth in order to improve overall health of the forest. The project is located 34 miles north of Sitka on southern Chichagof Island. District Ranger Carol Goulart says the project will create new local jobs, and it could bring in labor from outside the state.
Well, my hope is that it will bring jobs here as well as provide local jobs. You know, we have people here in Sitka, Kennecke Springs, that are looking for work, and also in Angoon as well. And through time, the Tongass National Forest is going to have many, many more acres very similar. And if someone were to start a business and employ people, they would have a continuing business through probably the next 15, 20 years.
The project will receive $677,000 in federal stimulus funding. Goulart says aside from the money, the project will improve wildlife habitat and subsistence opportunities.
You know, it will provide better forage habitat for the deer so that the deer have an additional food source. And also, it will provide the removal of wood that could be used for firewood for people in the community. And we have a multiple opportunity here, whether it's firewood or house logs or providing fish habitat as well as wildlife habitat. It's a win-win for everybody.
Ocean Boulevard is near the False Island Logging Camp in Peril Strait, closer to Tenneke than to Sitka. Tenneke resident John Weisenbaugh says he hadn't heard the news about Ocean Boulevard, but as president of the Chichagof Conservation Council, he supports projects committed to improving forest health.
We would like to see the Forest Service transitioning into second growth, and I think stand improvement is a way to help that happen. It also is probably better for the wildlife. We would also like to see some of this money concentrated on repairing the damage from culverts that are improperly placed or shifted so that the fish passages aren't open.
The last 50 years of clear-cut thinning in this particular region of the Sitka Ranger District has resulted in large stands of even-aged, young-growth trees. Stands that Carol Goulart says limit habitat and forage opportunities for wildlife.
Most of these stands were cut back in the early 50s and 30s, and that was when we were harvesting all our prime land. And we need to get back in there and thin some of these areas because they're just too thick. There's stem exclusion, and we want to open them up for better habitat.
Goulart says the district could see more federal stimulus money in the future.
Well, we're hoping to get some funding for trails and some of our cabin deferred maintenance, but we haven't seen that funding yet. But, you know, every year there's always some new opportunity coming up, and the Sitka Ranger District has realized that we need to have projects on the shelf. So we're ready to go. When there's money available, we've got a project, let's do it.
Goulart says she expects to see the money for the Ocean Boulevard forest thinning later this year. The contract for the project will likely be awarded next summer. In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.